You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Dale Gentry.
Hey, good to have you in church today. It's going to be a wonderful day, and we're going to have church today. And so delighted to have all of you members, those of you that may be visiting. It is a wonderful day. And so welcome to Breakout Radio Church. Here we go!
Oh,
Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just praise you and worship you today and honor you today, Lord. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Somebody praise him with me. Hallelujah. We bless your name and honor your name, Lord. You are so worthy. Hallelujah. You are great and mighty. You are Jehovah God, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. We are so very, very thankful and grateful. Lord, we praise you here on this wonderful, wonderful day that we have to praise you and worship you and magnify you here at Breakout Radio Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome all of you members and visitors to Breakout Radio Church. So delighted, Gene and I. We're responding to the word of the Lord that he gave us last summer to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we're delighted to be able to have people that are joining us here across America and around the world. We're delighted. And I want to encourage you to go, however you're listening today, joining us. We encourage you to go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and you can receive all kinds of information about Breakout Radio Church, and there's a description of all of our team members and what we believe, prophetic words, and of course our meeting room where you can, we have people that will be there to answer any questions you might have. You can leave a message for me, a prayer request, a contact information. And so we just want to be a blessing. We declare today that we are a house of prayer for all nations. And we're going to pray right now. And Gene is coming to pray with me. And what a delight it is for us to be able to lead this great church, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, it is. It's a great privilege. And just welcome, Breakout family. And we trust that you and your family will be blessed today.
Amen and amen. We're going to agree together, but we do have some prayer requests from church members that we need to pray about as well. And we appreciate our church members leaving us prayer requests that we can pray about. I want to pray for Bonnie Beard, who needs healing of cancer. She needs a miracle. Wife of Roy Beard. Barry, he needs Barry. They need a miracle in their finances. Gerald needs healing for the neuropathy in his feet. And Bernadine is praying for a job and salvation for her children. Benadine is praying for a godly husband. Mary needs wisdom for her job, prayers for her adult children to live for Jesus, prayer for her parents as well. Jim and Marie, they need healing in their house, and they need a permanent job. Isabel needs prayer for a permanent job also and housing, and she wants us to pray for her ex-husband, Tom. Deborah, her and her husband have moved, and they're trying to sell their home. Matthew and Tammy, they need financial miracles today. We need to pray for Anita Rogers, pastor's wife, Dave Rogers, and members of Breakout Radio Church. Roy Ivins, we need to pray for Roy because he's starting a tent meeting in Dickens, Texas this Friday night. Dickens, Texas, and he's a member of Breakout Radio Church. We pray for good weather and signs and wonders and miracles for Roy Ivins. So Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement. We believe for miracles, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And we're praying for your healing also, Gene, because we know that God is our healer.
Yes.
So I pray for my wife, Jean, for her healing. And I pray for all of these other needs today. Church members, Anita and Roy and Matthew and Tammy and Deborah and Isabel and Marie and Jim and Mary and Benadine and Bernadine and Gerald and Barry and Bonnie. We just agree, Lord, for our members that need a miracle today.
Yes, we
as
do.
As well as Jean Gentry. Lord, we know that you're our healer. You're our provider. And we are so very, very thankful and grateful. We pray for the service today. Your will, plan, and purpose be done here at Breakout Radio Church. And thank you, Gene, for helping me lead this great church. We're working together. We've been doing that for 50 years now, pastoring in the ministry.
We have.
And even times when we were traveling, people still referred to us as Pastor Dale and Gene. So we are. We love the people, and thankful for the opportunity, and thankful for you. God bless you. And wow, what a wonderful day it is. Just so thankful for God. And I just want to say that we love you and appreciate you. And God has given me a word that I'm going to share. We're going to have some more worship, and I'm going to preach today. I love to preach. But first of all, I want to give you an opportunity to give. I want to give you an opportunity to give today. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me," he says. "But you say, in what way have we robbed you?" He responds, "In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse." That's where you get your spiritual food. "And someone who is watching and praying for you, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts." Boy, this is a great promise. He said, if you'll do that, I'll do this. If I will open for you the windows of heaven, pour you out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will, he said, I'm going to do it. If you'll put me first in your tithes and offerings, tithe meaning tenth, you put me first in your tithes and offerings, I'll rebuke the devourers for your sake. And he said, I will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord. So there is a promise if we obey the Lord. And I just want to encourage each of you members at Breakout Radio Church to be faithful with your tithe and offering. I want to encourage you because, you know, Gene and I, except for just a very few times this year, we are not traveling. For over 30 years, traveling was our main source of income. About 65% came from our honorariums, traveling from church to church. But we're not doing that hardly any this year, because we are giving oversight to Breakout Radio Church. Our membership is growing, and we depend now upon the tithes and the offerings and the support of our church members. And so I just encourage you to be faithful. We're not a church on a corner, but we are a church. We're not a church that has brick and mortar, but we are a church. And we have church members, and you have a pastor, a shepherd, that loves you and prays for you. I had all of your names in my hand today, and I was praying over you, and I was blessing you, and I'm so very, very thankful and grateful for you. So I want to encourage you today to be faithful with your tithe and your offering, and I just want to give you an opportunity to give right now. And so here's what you do. You go to BPNRadio.com or Breakout Radio Church, whichever one you're on. If you're listening on your smartphone, you may be gathered around your computer, or you may be at work, you may be driving down the road, wherever you may be. Your phone may just be in your pocket, but you're listening today, and you're a part of a church. You're a part of a church family. You can go to the donate button, and you can click on the donate button, use your credit card, PayPal, debit card. Your credit card, your PayPal, debit card. Just go to the donate button, click on that, and you can give your tithe and offering. If you want to give by check today, all you have to do is make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And, of course, you can get all of that information at our new website at breakoutradiochurch.com. breakoutradiochurch.com. So, Wow. As you get ready to give, I just want to let you know how much that I love you and appreciate you, and want to give you an opportunity to listen to Breakout Radio Church every day of the week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. So I bless you right now. Father, I bless the people that are giving today, that are sowing. You said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Those that are giving the first 10% of their income, plus an offering. And I pray that you will bless the people that are giving today. I pray that you would open the windows of heaven, pour them out a blessing. There'll not be room enough to receive an overwhelming blessing. As they give their tithe and offerings today, I bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And as you go to the donate button and as you write your check, I just want us to worship my friend Michael W. Smith leading praise and worship today. We're just going to worship him while you give today, and then I'm going to come back and preach the message that God has put in my heart. So I'm very, very thankful and grateful. Thank you, Lord. You're all we need, Lord. You are all we need. I'm so very, very thankful and grateful. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter number one. I'm going to preach a little while, and then we are going to pray. You know I love to pray, and just want to remind everybody that on Thursday, May the 4th, I'm believing God for 1 million people to join us on BPN Radio for praying for revivals all across America, another spiritual awakening. Okay, the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter number 1, and I'm beginning with verse number five. Here's what he said. Before I formed you in the womb, God talking to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Now, this is a really powerful word. That means before we were ever born that God designed us and he assigned us. He put a design and an assignment. And that is powerful. So Jeremiah's going to respond. Oh, Lord God, I cannot speak. I'm a youth. So he starts arguing with God right away. And the Lord said, don't say that. Don't say I'm a youth. For you shall go to all whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of their faces. For I'm with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? What do you see? And Jeremiah responded and said, I see a branch of an almond tree. The Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I'm ready to perform my word. I'm ready to do it. The word of the Lord came to me the second time saying, what do you see? What do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot and it's facing away from the north. Then the Lord said to me, out of the north, calamity shall break forth all the inhabitants of the land. For I'm calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north, says the Lord. They shall come. Therefore, he said, prepare yourself and arise. Speak to them all that I command you. Don't be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. For behold, I made you this day a fortified city, an iron, a pillar. He said, you're going to go and prevail against them, for I'm going to deliver them into your hand, says the Lord. Now, this is a powerful scripture, because for many, many years, I have declared that one of the key components of our lives as believers is to stop, look, and listen, and to know what they see and to declare that to the Lord. You know, I'm reminded as I read these scriptures about so many Christians today who are like someone that approaches a train track, and they barge ahead even though the lights are on and the bells are clinging and clanging. They just barge ahead and many times get run over by the train. And running through life, just trying to make ends meet or trying to make it till Friday, no purpose in life, just wondering what life is all about, not realizing they are here by design and they're here on assignment, not just working from 9 to 5, not trying to just make it to Friday so they can have a day off, not trying to work hard all year so they can have a two-week vacation. You know, a day off is great. It's a Sabbath day. That's wonderful. A two-week vacation is fantastic. Going to the Grand Canyon, looking into that Grand Canyon, taking pictures and taking those pictures back, showing them to your friends and say, look what I saw. And then waiting for another two-week vacation. What am I saying? I'm saying that life is more than just eat and drink. In other words, Jesus was saying your life is more than just making a living. Your life is more than just having some money for retirement. Your life is more than just having a few days off every once in a while. Your life is more than just a home or a car. Your life is not your own. You have been bought with a price. Peter said, not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but you've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. You could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are alive and well here in this third week of April 2017. You are alive and well because you have come to the kingdom, or you have come to this nation, this land, your city at this present time. Why? Because God needs your help. And so, you know, sometimes we read John chapter 4, we look at John chapter 4 and we say, well, that is a passage of scripture to winning the lost. But let me just read this to you, because the Holy Spirit has been speaking this to me and I want to share it with you today. I believe it will really help you. Here's what it says in John 4, beginning with verse 34. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, there are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you," listen to this real closely now, church. "Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap that which you have not labored. Others have labored, you've entered into their labors." What is he saying? Look. Stop, look, and listen. The problem we have in the church world today, in Christendom, among believers, is they are running to and fro, too busy. So busy, like Martha, serving. Well, I'm just serving the Lord. I'm just doing the will of God. Well, what is the will of God? Well, I'm not sure. I'd like to stop, look, and listen, but I don't have time. I've got so much to do. But Jesus responded to Mary's serving. It was good to serve. But he said, Mary has chosen the better part, because Mary is sitting at my feet. She has stopped to look and listen. When you get to a train track, you stop, you look, and you listen. I believe that God wants to reveal to every one of us why we are alive. What are we doing here? Are we just occupying space? Are we just trying to make it till Friday? Are we just trying to make a living? Are we just, I know that's important, but there is assignments that God has given us. And so what do? Look upon the fields, for they are white. In other words, don't say 4 months and then I'm going to do something for God, or I'm going to do something when I get out of debt, or I'm going to do something for God when my kids get grown, or I'm going to do something for God when I get all these bills paid off. Listen to me. God has given you assignments. And Jeremiah, he said, I'm too young for that. And God said, you're not too young. I'm here to say that you're never too young and you're never too old. Gene and I are pioneering Breakout Radio Church in our 70s, but we know we're not too old. We're going to keep going. I believe the best years of our lives are ahead. There is no retirement in sight. What would I do if I retired? I'm not casting aspersions on people that are retired and you're enjoying it, but God has assignments. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking to fulfill the assignments that God has given me. And I know what my assignments are because I have been stopping and looking and listening. And the Holy Spirit, you know, says to me, Dale, what do you see? That's what he said to Jeremiah. What do you see, Jeremiah? And then Jeremiah, he responded by what he saw. He said, this is what I see. In fact, God asked Jeremiah twice, what do you see? Several years ago, I led a meeting that lasted for several weeks in the Dallas, Texas area. And I began to preach on this subject, what do you see? And finally, the pastor had a big sign made that when the leadership of the church went out the door to go out into the church auditorium, this big sign said, "What do you see?" And that's what I'm asking you today. I'm asking you the same thing that God spoke to Jeremiah about, because God wanted Jeremiah to respond, because our words create our worlds. I want to say that again. Our words create our worlds. And if we say, well, everything is hopeless, helpless, we are creating a hopeless, helpless world. We must declare by faith. In the beginning, John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among Him, among us. And so we know that we create our worlds by the words that we speak, by the words that we declare. In the name of Jesus, the Bible said that Job's life turned around when he began to speak what he knew. And his friends were trying to comfort him, but they were speaking all kinds of negativity in our life, in his life. That's why we need to choose our friends carefully. You don't need to have close friends that don't believe in you, that don't believe that you can do what God has called you to do, that you can go where God has called you to go, that you can be what God has called you to be, that you can say what God has called you to say. You've got to people around you that believe in you. And when you say, "Here is what I see," they say yes and amen. Yes and amen. And there's no excuses. Jeremiah tried to have an excuse, but God kept saying, "Don't say you're too young, you're too old." Don't, no excuses. And so Jeremiah had to stop, look, and listen so he wouldn't get run over. You can get run over by life. Do you understand that a train can be life? Here comes the train. I'm going to try to beat it. I'm going to try to get past the train. We get run over by the train, or we get stuck on the tracks trying to go. And there's a lot of people. They're just stuck. They're running to and fro, but they have never discovered life. Jesus said, "I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." And so God said to Jeremiah, "What do you see?" Jeremiah responded with just a few words, but then God began to give him some details. Somebody said, "Well, you know, I need some details about my life." Well, you have to respond to what you see. Gene and I, after traveling over 30 years, 2.5 million miles with American plus other airlines, and spending weeks and months away from home and years, if you put them all together, the Lord began to show us something last summer. He began to show me that I was to go on radio and start a church, a radio church. And as I said a while ago, I never heard of a radio church, but I know that all things are possible, that nothing is impossible. I know that there are millions of people across America that do not have a church, do not have a pastor for one reason or another. I don't know what has happened. I'm not trying to identify all that. I know people sometimes cannot go to church. I know that some people are bored with going to church. I know there's a lot of different reasons. I believe in the local church. And if you have a local church, you be faithful to that local church. And because I even have some pastors that pastor local church who are members of Breakout Radio Church because they need a pastor. That is fine. But I knew what the Holy Spirit was showing me. I saw it in my spirit. And I did not realize if the IRS would approve it, but they did. And so that people could give tithes and offerings, make contributions, and have it tax deductible. But anyhow, we started. We started with just a few members. Don't despise the day of small things. You got to get started somewhere. I saw the testimony of David Green, the founder of Hobby Lobby, who started his work, his business, and his garage in 1976, just he and his wife and two of their children. And now they have, what, like many, many thousands of employees. 35,000 stores, I believe it is. It's just incredible. But he said, I've put God first in my life. I've given and given, and that's how I've done it. I've sown and I've reaped. I don't open on Sundays. I pay my employees well, and I bless them. He even stood up against the government. But he started small. So we are not to despise the day of small beginnings. I just announced we're going to have a radio church. We're calling it Breakout Radio Church because that's the word that God gave me in 1996 after leading prayer at the White House. He gave me the word that I was to lead prayer and that I was to call people. I was to call people to pray and start a prayer network. So it's been going a long time. So breakout. David said, I'll run through a troop. That's a breakthrough. I'll leap over a wall, and that's a breakout. So we saw it. We started small, and then we began to declare when God would say, what do you see? I said, I see a radio church, and I see members. And today I see Breakout Radio Church. I see us with 1,000 member church. I see Breakout Radio Church leading prayer 24 hours a day around the clock. I see people being ordained through Breakout Radio Church, going out to preach the gospel, the young and the old. And we know there is so many young people coming out of obscurity to preach the gospel. And I see Breakout Radio Church ordaining them, giving oversight to them, encouraging them, promoting them, and letting people know where they will be ministering. I see God blessing. I see God blessing Breakout Radio Church as we begin one day to lead prayer around the clock 24/7. Wow. What do you see? What do you see? It is very, very important to begin to declare what we see. Lift up your eyes. What did Jesus say? Lift up your eyes and look. And he's asking those of you that are at attending Breakout Radio Church today, he is saying to you, as he said to Jeremiah, what do you see? Jeremiah, he said, I see this boiling pot to the north. And then the Lord began to give him specific instructions. And as I begin to say, I see a church, Breakout Radio Church, then the Holy Spirit began to give me instructions on how I could gather people that did not have a pastor, people that did not have a church, and that I would be their pastor and I would be their church, because I know that church is not always a building on the corner of a street or in a city, but the church is a place where people gather. And I'm so very, very thankful to have people that are gathering today from across America and around the world, a part of Breakout Radio Church. What do you see? What do you see? My assignment is to lead this incredible church. My assignment is to be on BPN Radio each day leading prayer. And so you can have more than one assignment. I've said quite often that it's easier to do three things than one thing. But we must realize that we have assignments. What do you see? You know, I asked this question on my personal Facebook page, and there's some people that responded, some members responded. One said, I see a great revival coming, such as the world has never seen, souls being saved. I see a countertransference with finance where the riches of the wicked will be taken from them and the righteous will prosper. Somebody else said, I see 50% of the church believers, doers leading to financial blessings of achieving money. I see one person said, I see a brass laver, a scroll, and a dove with an olive branch and a clear bowl with pure water being poured out on parched land. Another person said, I see the Lord's return is just ahead. Another person said, I see powerful signs of people being called from their graves like Lazarus. I see manifestations of powerful signs and wonders. I see people being astonished at the signs, some with discernment and some without a powerful release. Here's one that said, I see the man of God pleading with false leaders to repent of prostituting the gospel for profit, for grace will no longer look away. Tables being flipped over on the money changers in God's house. One says, I see an army of sons and daughters releasing heaven on earth, causing the kingdom of this world to become the kingdom of our God. Wow. And then people responding even on Facebook, and they're responding of things they see mainly about the kingdom of God and about the church. But I want to make it very personal. Somebody said, are you getting personal, Pastor? I am getting personal today. I'm getting personal. What do you see about your life? What do you see God doing? You say, well, I don't know. I've been waiting for a word. I've been praying. You've got to stop. Pause. Selah. Spend some time with the Holy Spirit. You and Him. You know, every morning, Jean wants me to spend time with her. Before we have prayer, we just have a cup of coffee. We have conversation, and then we have prayer together. But she needs my time. What does God need more than anything else from you? He wants your time. He wants you to go into the place of prayer and shut the door and sit down. Don't bring your iPhone, your iPad, your all of these other things with you. You and Him. Stop, look, and listen. Lift up your eyes. What did Jesus say? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to lift up your eyes and look. Look on the fields, for they're white to harvest. What does that mean? That means look upon your assignment. It is ready. Don't say 4 months and then I'm going to do something for God. Do it now. You say, well, what do you mean now? You have to make an announcement. I went when I heard the voice of the Holy Ghost say to me, you're going to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio. I went immediately to Gene and said, I'm going to make an announcement to you. The Holy Ghost has spoken to me. I'm going to lead prayer over internet radio 24 hours a day. And of course, Gene's response was, Dale, you know you can't do that. You got to eat. You got to sleep. You can't do it 24 hours a day. But I was just speaking to her what I was hearing. And as I began to say that, then the Holy Spirit began to give me details of how I could do it. He gave me people. What did He say? He said, I'm going to give you people for your life. And when you begin to speak your vision, because where there is no vision, the people perish. Where you do not see, if you cannot see, Jesus said you have eyes to see, but you can't see. In other words, you have natural eyes and you have spiritual eyes. And He's given you spiritual eyes so that you can see, but you can't see. All you see is just a train coming, and the bells are ringing, and there's a lot of noise. And Paul said there's many voices upon this world, in this earth. There's many, many voices. Many voices, but there is a voice. There's a voice. And the Bible said, you shall hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it. Jesus said, look on the assignment. It's there. He'll give you some details, but you've got to make an announcement. And, you know, one of my spiritual sons and members of Breakout Radio Church, Roy Ivins, he's starting his revival, tent revival in Dickens, Texas, this Friday night. Everybody that is around the Lubbock, Texas, Dickens, Texas area, he set up his tent. He was saying to me earlier, you know, it looks like it might not be a good time. Looks like the weather may not be too inviting. I just said, go for it, Roy. You go for it. You go for it. I'm telling you, the circumstances, you know, the Bible said a man that looks at the clouds and looks at all that, he will never, ever do anything. He will never sow. He will never reap. And if you look at circumstances, it will never happen. In the midst of your circumstances, God is ready to work with you, and He's willing to give you details. So the fields are white. What is white? What is ripe? Your assignment. And you are called to work in your field. And maybe you're working in somebody else's field. That's okay. But maybe you've been assigned to somebody else's field. And Jesus said, if you're not faithful in another man's field, how in the world are you going to be blessed in your field? So it may be you're serving in another man's field. That's okay. But what if you're serving in another man's field? Be faithful, be diligent, be on time, and be dependable. And God will give you your own field. But whichever field you're working in, you got to know that assignment. You got to be faithful to that assignment and know that God is going to enlarge and expand that assignment. And as you're faithful to one assignment, he will give you an increase. I was faithful over the radio that started in 2014, and then he gave me Breakout Radio Church. If I'm faithful to this church, he will expand and enlarge it. And so I'm praying for you today. I want you to look. I want you to stop, and I want you to look, and I want you to listen. And I don't want you to multitask all the time. I want you to stop whatever you're doing now, if you possibly can. Even if you're driving down the road and you find a place to turn off and stop your car, this might be a good time. Whatever you're doing, maybe you have your phone in your pocket attending Breakout Radio Church. If you could just say, excuse me for a moment, and if you could step aside, I'm going to pray for you because I believe that God is at work in your life. And I believe I'm going to keep saying that you can have what you see. You can have what you see. But what do you see? And when you see it, then you need to proclaim it. And then you need to listen for details. Stop. Look. Lift up your eyes and look. And then wait for details. And get started. Started with the announcement. Do something. Faith without works is dead, being alone. Boy, I just feel, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm preaching a little bit loud today because my dad said when I started preaching, son, if you can't preach good, you preach loud. And so sometimes I get loud. Because I'm excited about what God is doing and what he wants to do in your life today. I pray for you, those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost. Would you just stop and listen for just a moment? Thank you, Lord. Boy, I love you today. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Could you tell him how much you love him? Lord, I know that there are no impossibilities concerning you. Whatever field we're to work in, whether it's a preaching field or a prophetic field or a business field, I don't know. But I know you're going to give us partners. We're going to write down that word. We're going to write it down. Write it down. Make it plain, the Lord said to the prophet. One translation says, write it on a billboard so everyone can see it. Let people know what your vision is. Let people know what your dreams are. You say, well, what if nobody responds? What if it doesn't work out? But what if they do and what if it does? What if they do and what if it does? People respond. I said, I want to start a radio station. Had a man from England, the name of Michael Schonborn, who put it all together. And he said, I'll help you. And a lady from Moldova, she said, I'll help you. And some other people, they said, I'll help you. People are waiting. They are waiting on you to proclaim what God is showing you. You said, well, I don't see anything. Well, David said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. The original said, I will lift mine eyes above the hills, above the places of despair and discouragement and difficulties and ill health and financial difficulties and lack of education. It could go on and on and on. All those hills have a name. Said, I'm going to lift mine eyes above the hills from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. And take it from a man that's been in full-time ministry now for 50 years. You can do it. And I want to help you. I want to help you. I want you church members, I want you to send me a message on what you see. Let me know what you see. Write it down and send it to me to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, or you can go to Breakout Radio Church and just write it there on the board. Just go to the meeting room, write it on the board. Let me look at it. And you say, well, just want you to see it. Well, let's just let anybody see it. Speak it, declare it. What do you see? Father, I pray. I pray for those who are attending Breakout Radio Church today. Lord, I pray that they will get their head up. When they look down, everything looks down. When they begin to look up, everything begins to look up. I pray they'll get their heads up today. And they will look upon their assignment. It's ready. It's ready now. And the harvest is going to come as they begin to sow into that field. It'll be a great harvest, and they'll be able to reap where they haven't even sown, according to the words of Jesus. So I pray for you right now on this Sunday, or whatever day you're attending church, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus. Stop, look, and listen. You say, I'm not seeing anything. Look. Stop, look, and listen. Write it down. Begin to proclaim it. And allow God to work in your life. He wants to expand you, enlarge you. Take you to a place you've never been, cause you to do things you've never done, say things you never said, meet people you never met, operate in gifts you never operated in, write books you've never written. Your assignments are ready. That's why you're here. That's why you're here on this earth. No excuses. You're here at this certain time. He designed you like you are with gifts and talents and abilities he's put in your hand, and he's given you assignments, and you be faithful to those assignments. Whether you're working in your field or somebody else's field. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, talk to people now. Talk to people right now. Just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. In Jesus' name. Wow, boy, I feel good about it now. I just feel good about being at church here today, Breakout Radio Church. And if you'd like to be a member, we'll give you an opportunity to join the church today. I do want to welcome some new members to Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome Ann from Gaffney, South Carolina, Michelle from Madisonville, Kentucky, Sherry from College Station, Texas, Rita from Glenpool, Oklahoma, Sharon from Lubbock, Texas, Jack from Austin, Texas, Barbara from Fort Worth, Texas, Kim from Middlesboro, Kentucky, Colby from Carlsbad, New Mexico, Rachel from Crosby, Texas. I want to welcome Jana, and she's from Votaw, Texas. I want to welcome Victoria from St. Matthew, South Carolina. I want to welcome Penny from Austin, Texas, Pat from Highlands, Texas, Caleb from North Richland Hills, Texas, Nora from Garden Grove, California. I want to welcome you new members to Breakout Radio Church. And we're sending our first newsletter out. You should get it one day this week concerning what's happening. And thank you for your addresses. If you want to be a part of Breakout Radio Church, you don't have a church or a pastor. If you are at BreakoutRadioChurch.com, there's a membership link right there, or at BPNRadio.com, there's a membership link. And all you do is click that link and fill out the information. And you will receive a letter of welcome, and I will put you on my list. I've got list of members, and I'll take your names, and I just pray over your names. Just pray over your names, and I pray over your prayer request that comes in. And I just pray for Judy, Prescott, Arizona, and John from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. I pray for Kip in Bloomington, Indiana. Pray for Lemuel, and I just start going down the line from Temecula, California. Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada. Pray for her. Now just go down the line. Pastor Jim Jamison, Guymon, Oklahoma. Pray for him. Carlos, I pray for him. down in Jaco, Costa Rica. I pray for Paul in Birmingham, Alabama. And I pray for June, Covington, Louisiana. And Christine in West Palm Beach, Florida. And Shelley in Sugar Land, Texas. And Kathleen in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I go on and on. Glenn and Ellen, Edmond, Oklahoma. And Charles in Madison, Alabama. And Ken and Sue in Gig Harbor, Washington. Oh, boy, what a blessing it is to be a pastor. Somebody says, well, I thought you were a prophet. Well, you know, I've been a prophetic voice for many, many years across America, around the world since 1985. But even during that time, most everybody called me Pastor Dale because I was a pastor to so many leaders and so many other pastors. So I'm still Pastor Dale. And Gene and I love you very, very much. And when you fill out the membership link, then you submit it, and then you'll be on our mailing list. I'll be praying for you. And any way we can help you, you can call our church office. You can get in contact with us because we are here to serve. And so I bless you right now. I just want to speak a blessing upon those of you that are attending church today. I just reach out my hand and I bless you right now. Whatever is going on in your life, whatever is happening in your life, I bless your marriage, I bless your kids, I bless your finances, I bless your health, I bless your business, I bless your job, I bless you. I bless you when you go out and you come in, when you rise up and when you lie down. I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I ask God to bless you and to keep you safe. And to help you, whatever area, arena you are in your life. And I pray for those of you that's going through fires and floods and waters and challenges. I just pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to minister to you and work in your life. I just pray the pastor's blessing upon you. As your shepherd, I bless you now. I'm asking God to give you a wonderful week, His hand upon you, guiding and directing you in all things, and knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. One thing I'd like to mention to you, that every morning on BPN Radio, bpnradio.com, a Christian prayer station that I founded in 2014, I lead prayer every morning, 5, 6, 7, and 9, an hour of prayer for people that would like to learn how to pray, or people would like to have a prayer partner. And so just invite you to join me. Well, hallelujah. I bless you. May His face shine upon you. May He guide and direct your footsteps. May He set up divine appointments and divine connections for your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks for being at Breakout Radio Church today. Tell your friends that they can attend church 7 days a week, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And you have a wonderful day today. God bless you. Thanks for coming to church. And it's going to be a great week. Going to be a great week. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.